It's time now for All You Ever Wanted to Know, a chance for you to get to know what's going on in and around your community and the fabulous people that make it happen. With today's guest, here's Randy Atkinson.
Hey, thank you very much. There they are. We got kids all over the place. It's like the Mahler Show underway here at the Gallagher Center. Actually, it's the Career Expo going on at the Flexi Hall. More than 2,000 kids showing up. I guess their future ahead of them. Kevin Rolick, good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Great, Randy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for getting the kids going there to fire up, and let's get going with the show. We want to thank, of course, RH Electric and the Gallagher Center, our sponsors for the show. Hey, there it is. Last night, you finally get back home. Moose Jaw Generals, nice performance by your club, 4-2 victory.
Yeah, you know what? Johnny had to blow the dust off the white jerseys there. It's been a while since we've been at home. And that was the message to the guys last night. Just go out and enjoy it. You're at home finally. The parents are here. Everybody's here. There's no bus to jump on. You got your bed to crawl in after the game's over. Boys have been going really hard here, Randy, as you're aware of.
Yep.
The schedule here, and they've been doing an awesome job with it. They're taking care of their bodies. They're taking care of their mental and their physical preparation, which has been phenomenal.
And that's what you wanted.
Yep.
Instilled from day one, right when camp started, right? Those were the important things. Results will come.
Yep. We weren't going to worry about wins and losses or anything like that, just as long as they were doing things the right way, training the right way, working out the right way. We haven't seen the gym all month. We went hard in October,
yep.
And I told them, November's going to hit. You're going to be too tired to do anything except for eat and sleep.
And doing the job. Jordan Repsha will be with us. Zach McIntyre, Keenan Sperling, and Bo Stevenson, our four players today. We want to thank RH Electric and, as we said, the Gallagher Center. Paul Keyes will be by a little bit later with some of what's going on there. Last night's game, and again, good goaltending, Dakota Berezowski. It's one thing you've gotten from day one. Now you're getting some scoring all over the place. The hottest guy in the league right now might be probably one of your best penalty killers, Jordan Repsha. This guy's been on fire.
Yes, you know what, and we've talked about Jordan before. Jordan just approaches the rink the right way. You know, he's a good leader. He doesn't worry about those things. He's worked on his skills in practice, but at the end of the day, he's just a guy that shows up and works with his work boots, and he's having offensive success, which is awesome. That one yesterday, that Bart Allen snapshot that's a goal scorer's goal.
Now, this all started, we'll talk to him a bit. Really, I thought in Prince Albert, Bo Stevenson down, in comes the assistant captain, Jordan Retsch, gets into the fight, backing up his player, and since then his game's taken off. It gets to seem again, guys seem to develop confidence. He's playing with a high level of that, as are a lot of your guys.
Well, you go right to the NHL. That's what all their coaches talk about. We got to get this kid confidence. We got to get him down to the NHL and get him confidence. It's the same thing here. You know, Jordan Retsch, he's worked hard. He comes in incredible shape. And once you come in shape, that builds a little bit of confidence. And all of a sudden, you give somebody the beats there, and all of a sudden now it's, well, now I am big and strong. And all those little things build your confidence. And at the end of the day, when you're 17, you're big, you're strong. His skating's improved immensely. He's a guy that will definitely play junior somewhere next year.
Paint the rink pink. Coming up tomorrow when you host Swift Current in 1 of 2. What a big night. It's going to be your third annual. Now, as far as admission is concerned, free, but you ask for donations. So let's be kind. Let's help with paint the rink pink. And it's always been a big success. Looking for more of that tomorrow night, 7:30 start.
It'll be an awesome event. It always is. Lloyd Friesen, our league president, has lost his wife here a few years ago, Pat Friesen. So that's who we're doing in remembrance of this year. The pink jerseys are in, the pink socks. The guys are always excited for it. I know Swift Current's excited for it. It's, you know, for both teams, kids on both teams, right, to be part of something like this. It'll be an excellent weekend. Really looking forward to it.
It's part of what you guys do, right? Started a few years ago, and you were a part of that. But again, how the team itself, the organization, the players give back to the community, high on your agenda, and this is a part of that.
It is, and it started with Kylie Bielka. Kylie did an excellent job here getting things set up. And the board's taken it over this year with Kylie's no longer on the board here.
Yep.
So I know it was an undertaking. I know the guys realized how much work she did to get this thing going. And now that it's in its third year, you're able to just kind of feed to it. I know the parents, I know the people in town have always found it a great event. The free admission, the early start gets the kids out there.
Yes.
It's an absolutely fantastic event. We're hoping that everybody can come out, and let's try and pack that barn here tomorrow night.
All right, Coach, I'm going to bring you back when we talk about RH Electric, and of course later on the show. Kevin Rolla, Coach and GM, to kick things off here. All you ever wanted to know, our Yorkton Rock Tech Maulers 1 hour feature, third Friday of the month. We'll take a break. Up next, Zach McIntyre, as you're listening to the Mahler Report, only on the Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Holy, if somebody phones and has a question, it would be for Zach McIntyre. Hey, thanks for sitting in, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Zach McIntyre, second-year Mahler.
Yeah, you got that.
16 years old.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the McIntyres. First of all, Mom and Dad, they go everywhere with you. They are?
Krista and Mike McIntyre.
And of course, that's Thorsness Appliance and Bed Store, right?
Yeah.
You bet. And that goes back to old Wilf Thorsness and Saul Coach, your grandpa, Tom McIntyre, right?
Yeah, Grandpa Tom took over it.
And now your dad. And so they can always go down there and check it out. You have siblings?
Yeah, I got a sister, Avery, and a half-sister, Brenna.
And how old would they be?
Avery is grade 10, so I'd make... No, 15? Grade 9.
Okay,
grade
14 9. Maybe?
Yeah, 14.
All right.
Another one's 21.
Okay, older. And you are 16?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Grade 11?
Yep.
Right? Got the high school expo going on here. Will you see a booth? I know there's none there for hockey. So,
yeah,
hey?
Definitely check it out, the Farman booth there.
Attaboy. Because that takes you out to Big Gary Liebricks, right?
Yeah,
and you
out
help them farm, right?
Yeah.
Out in Ryan, and you've been a big driving whatever, helping out with harvest all the time.
Yeah, this summer was my first time ever really all around year. So
okay. Yeah, you were working all summer out there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year.
So the golf game took a hit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because you had to work.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Big win last night. Nice to get back home. You guys have been on the road for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a grind back on the road. It's good to be home.
And last night, a 4-2 win. Walk me through that. You had a couple goals. Ryder Pearson, Aiden Bullitt, your line mates. Looks like you guys are starting to click.
Yeah, we have always played together sometimes last year, and the chemistry is just boiling up now.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Ready to go for the rest of the year.
All right, good for you guys. Let's go back, I guess, to when this started for you. Was it in Ryan when Mike goes, that's time to get my boy on skates right now?
Yeah, it was definitely in Ryan. My mom used to be a figure skating teacher,
okay.
And she always wanted me to be a figure skater, but Dad's like, I'm not letting my kid be a figure skater. So,
but did you? I talked to guys who have actually taken figure skating, helped them on their backward motion, being able to go forward to backward. I mean, there's some value with that to help your hockey game. Did that at all?
No, never.
Not at all.
No, not at the figure
skating. Wasn't going to happen, eh? So when was that about when you got on skates?
I say 2 or 3. I've just started young.
Would it be in an outdoor rink or was it the Ryan Civic Center?
Yeah, the Ryan Tin Barn there.
There it is, the Tin Barn that you got going. But lots of ice time in these small towns, right?
Yeah. You could go whenever you want. I think the ice should be in there pretty soon. It's getting cold out now.
Right.
So.
So as that happened and you start skating, when did you begin? Did you go through IP or what was the levels that you took of hockey, Zach?
Well, we started off in Ryan, and then I don't know what level that was, but I was playing with my cousin Jordan, and then when Ryan got smaller, there was not enough teams, so we combined with Kenora and played
exactly.
With Kenora
which
and Ryan.
Happens a lot when you get those small towns who combine to make a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would have been what? Adam, are we talking, or?
Oh, no, say right before novice. So
pre-novice, before you got going. So you play there till when, before you have to start coming into Yorkton?
Well, just until they stop having hockey out in Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Came to Yorkton, and then Bantam?
Yeah, Bantam. And
Double A?
I played with Reps there in Ryan.
Oh, Reps, yeah, he's kind of a Ryan. My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how he sprouted up the way he is, 6'2". Last time I interviewed him, he was 5'8". Holy mackerel. So as that goes, so you played with the Bantam Double A teams here?
Yeah, both years. We both made it to the Western's there. It was a good experience.
Those are back-to-back provincial championships, right?
Yeah.
A lot of guys play hockey, never win that. You've gone through this cycle of a lot of provincial wins, right?
Yeah, like starting from Adam, 2 years in Adam, 2 years Pee-wee, and then 2 years Bantam.
Dad must have built a nice little trophy wall there for you, pal.
Yeah.
So now your second year of midget, you're still eligible for another year, but tell me about this season. Bit of a breakout for you in the sense of your scoring, and I know they were looking for you to score some more goals. Tell me what's clicking for you this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been having more fun out there this year and just not gripping the stick too tight like Foley has, because I think that's why he can't score, but it's just going out there and having fun and just playing hockey.
First year under Kevin Rolick, of course, he was an assistant, but tell me about him as a coach. And I mean, always upbeat, instills a lot of confidence in you guys.
Yeah, he's never disappointed at us. He always, if we mess up, he's harping on it, but it's in a positive way. He's always getting us, helping out around the community, making our team look better and better every day.
Big game tomorrow. Paint the rink pink, and you'll get those jerseys on for cancer. You played in it last year, and I know it's a lot of fun, and always great to be involved in these types of things. As you know, as a young person, and as I know as a much older person, cancer affects everybody. So nice to be involved and give back, eh, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely. I played it in when I was in Bantam, too, so this would be my third year in the game. And my grandma passed away from breast cancer when I was about 11, I think.
Okay.
And the last year was my first game in midget.
Right.
And it was coming back from when I lost my cousin Jordan, and I scored my first shot, first game there, so it was pretty cool.
Was indeed, eh, buddy?
Yeah, and I got the shootout goal, too.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful. And it'll be a big game tomorrow, 7:30. I've always said it's one of Yorkton's best-kept sports secrets,
yeah.
The Yorkton Rottec Maulers. You guys are 8-6-2, so it's coming along. I know Kevin doesn't like looking at numbers and stats, but I'm sure you guys peek every now and then to see where you're at. And I probably shouldn't bring it up, but the max is always something you would like to get to. But you guys just want to go through the process, let everything take care of itself?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just go play the game. If it happens, it happens. That's awesome. But if it doesn't, that's not the end result we're looking for in February when we're going into the playoffs there. A tournament doesn't, like, end the season. We always go to the end result.
Always. Thanks for this, Zach, man. I appreciate it. And we'll let you get to the career thing, if that's what you're supposed to do. Most of you ballers here, because you're all high school kids.
Yeah, everybody's here out and looking at the exhibits.
And seeing what's here.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for this, buddy. Two last night. Good luck tomorrow as you begin a doubleheader against the Swift Current Legionnaires. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You. Thanks for
all
having
right,
me.
All right, Zach McIntyre with us. We'll take a break. We've got more in a moment. All you ever wanted to know, it's the Yorkton Parkland, or for Yorkton Rottec Maulers. I better get that right. As we're on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center. All You Ever Wanted to Know, the Yorkton Rottec Mauler, our one-hour show. We do this every third Friday down here at the Gallagher Center. Want to thank them as one of the sponsors, and RH Electric as well, the HoriQ gang. With us, Bo Stevenson. Anybody's got a name, Bo? Should be playing hockey. Bo Stevenson. Thanks for sitting in today, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy.
See if we can get the mic a little closer to you.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about yourself, and that is Bo Stevenson, born and grew up where?
Melfort, Saskatchewan.
Melfort boy. Hey, oh, yeah. But actually out of Melfort. Farm where?
Yeah, near St. Brew, north of Yorkton.
Okay, and that's where Mom and Dad are now?
Yeah, they're currently living.
And what kind of farm are we talking? Dairy or grain farm?
Originally we had feeder cattle and just grain farm, but we got out of feeder cattle.
Okay.
When oil started going up because guys stopped work. We had trouble finding work, so
yeah,
it was pretty big farm. Still a big farm.
What kind of land you got? What kind of acreage out there?
We got about 4,500 farmable acres.
Oh, wow.
And then we got 1,000 acres of pasture probably, and then we ran about 10,000 feeder cattle when it was at its maximum.
Holy
that was
smokes.
Too much.
I was going to say, where are you in the scheme of things? You have siblings?
Yeah, I got a younger brother and a younger sister.
Oh, so they relied on you for some heavy chores, pal, when you were growing up.
Oh, no, man. I made my brother get in there with me.
Why not? How old is he compared to you? How old are you, first of all? Well, is this your last year a midget?
Yeah, it's my last year. I'm 17, turning 18. 18, right? January 2nd, so pretty quick here. And my brother's 2 years younger than me. He has a January birthday as well.
Is he a hockey player, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Me and him are pretty similar.
And where's he playing right now?
He's playing Northeast AA midget. It's kind of up by my area. It's kind of that surrounding area.
Right. And what about your sister? How old is she?
My sister is 13 turning 14.
Hockey player too?
My dad made a deal there that he'd buy her a horse if she didn't play hockey. But
so she's got a horse.
We got her the cattle right when we got her the horses. So he bought her a hedgehog and a dog and a bunch of random little pets that.
Oh really? Yeah. Is she still playing hockey or decided on,
She plays pretty high-level soccer.
Okay.
For her age, is one of the most elite levels of soccer. And she plays provincial soccer, too. So.
And she would be in high school where? In junior high where?
In Melfort.
In Melfort.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from St. Brew and you're playing hockey in Melfort. When would that have started? When did your parents or when did you want to set a hockey blade strapped on? And would that have been in St. Brew?
Yeah, I originally started in St. Brew when I was probably 5 or 6 or whatever. And then as I got older and stuff, Melfort and St. Brew would fight over me for who got to play on
their
teams. And then once I got to the AA level in Pee Wee, I went to Melfort.
Melfort, and that's where you have to go to the a little bit bigger centers when that comes. Yeah. So you're playing Pee Wee AA there and move into Bantam, I imagine, as well in Melfort.
Yeah, it's called Wolfpack, so it's Melfort, Tisdale, Nipwin, Nakum, kind of that area.
Right, as you combine your team. So you're playing Bantam AA?
Yeah, but I made Bantam AA as a first year, and then played again as a second year.
And that Bantam AA league is huge.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, there's like 32 teams or some ridiculous thing, or even more than that, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, because Saskatoon decided to get on the bandwagon and come join the league, and then there's teams everywhere now.
North, south, it's just huge.
Yeah, it's massively.
So you're playing Bantam AA, and then how is it, I guess, as a 15-year-old, maybe? You move into the midget, and then take me through where you started with that and how you ended up with the with the Rawtech Maulers?
Well, originally, if you want to go way back, I AP'd with the Trojans a bit, and then I...
That would be your Tisdale Trojans.
Yeah, Tisdale Trojans, right? Yeah. Right. And then Minto's, too, I was kind of AP'd for a bit there, so I kind of was with two teams AP'd. Neither team decided to sign me in the spring, so I just started going all over, and then the old coach, Graham Garrett, for the Yorkie
Graham
Maulers.
Garrett, you bet.
And me and him talked before tryouts and kind of stuff, and then he figured we had all those young guys like Miller and Taphorns and Kemp and all them. So
what did you call them? Old guys.
The young. Well,
oh, young guys.
They're,
okay.
They're old now, but they're young back then.
Yeah, they're what? 17?
Yeah, they're all 17.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. But your age?
Yeah, they're my age, so that's why they're originally signed. So then, and then anyways, the Welkies moved up.
Right.
So Graham gave me a call, and I came out and got lucky and made the team.
Okay, because they moved, at 16.
Yeah, they went up.
Had played 1 year, I think, of midget and then went to the Terriers.
Yeah, so that's once they moved up.
And Cole Keenland's side, although he was a year older, he moved up as well.
Yeah, he moved up as well. That opened up a lot of spots.
Yeah, and so that gave you an opportunity. He called you, and then what's your thought then? Yeah, that was as a 16-year-old. Last year was your first year?
That was when I was 15, so I played.
Okay.
This is my third year in the league now.
Great. So you've been able to see, I'm sure, from your first year to your second year, in your third year, is the development of confidence to play in a league. And this is the elite midget league in the province. And Saskatchewan known as one of the great or best AAA midget leagues in Canada. So as you're playing your first year, second year, when were you able to go, I've developed that confidence and now I believe I fit and I can play in this league?
I think I developed my confidence fairly early. We had a really good year when I was a first year with Miller and Kemp and Taphorns and all those guys, and Damien Benz. So they really helped us get lots of wins and helped get me confidence under my belt there. So, and then we went to the Max and we played a lot of prestigious hockey.
Right,
and then
right.
Coming into my second year, I was basically set. I knew what I needed to do and worked out from there.
So define your game, I guess. Kevin Rolick, as most good coaches has a role he wants everybody to play on the team. What's he defined as yours?
I'd imagine that he'd think of me as just a hard worker, because that's kind of how I contribute to the team. And I just go out there and I block shots, get pucks deep. I'm pretty defensive, and then when I do get a chance, I try and put the puck in the net, and sometimes it works out.
So, yeah, I hear you. Let's talk a bit about just the fact this season and how it's going. A lot of younger guys, particularly on the back end, with that rookie defenseman. So relying upon you guys as veterans to help those guys, but also, I think, to contribute in other ways. But again, to be leadership role, too. This is your third year.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely do have a lot younger of a defense corps, but yeah, definitely. It helps when there's good leadership, kind of keeping those guys in line and helping them through the ropes.
What about the room? It's always a big thing, and, yeah. And this is your third room,
yeah.
with the Raw Tech Maulers. Talk about this room with some of the young guys and everything in there.
Yeah, this room's definitely a lot better. We got guys are definitely just kind of gelling and stuff, and new coach too with Kevin, and it just everything's kind of gelling. The guys are liking each other.
I went on three-game road trip with you guys, and to see everybody that was having fun together. And it looks like you got to pull the rope in a direction, and all you guys are doing that is pulling it the same way. And when that happens, good things usually happen on the ice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Thanks for this, Bo Stevenson from St. Brew. Summer, what do you do for summer job? Dad's got you on the farm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Last two summers, picking rocks, basically.
Yeah, it keeps you going.
Yeah, seven to eight work long hours.
Man, that's the life of farm, eh?
Why not, dude?
I hear you, buddy. Thanks for this, Bo. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
Good luck the rest of the way. Have fun tomorrow when you're playing in the rink pink game.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
All right, Bo Stevenson, we'll take a break. And coming back with the Gallagher Center's Paul Keyes, general manager. We'll take a break. You're listening to The Mahler Show on All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center. We're into All You Ever Wanted to Know, our Rot Tech Mahler Show for the hour. And we welcome one of our sponsors, General Manager of the Gallagher Center, Paul Keyes. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm well, and this is a busy, busy place. Some of what you like to see in the Gallagher Center, and that is when it's being occupied, and we got, I don't know, upwards, I'm told, of 2,000 students will go here today in the Career Expo.
We do. This is a big day for us. It's great to see all the kids around here starting to plan their futures, and
yeah,
hopefully their future includes a little time at the Gallagher Center down the line, too. But yeah,
this is a one-day shot, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
yeah,
just one day only. Come down, and lots of exhibitors set up in the Flexi Hall there for them to go around and meet and introduce to themselves to and talk to them and get a feel for the job market out there and the opportunities out there.
That's the thing. Be prepared. And I think more than ever now in hosting these type of events, you've had this here before, and I think it's something that kids really need to have. It's a lot easier to have everything under one roof and get an idea. Do I want to be in the police force? Do I want to get into Access TV? Whatever the case may be.
Exactly, yeah. The Flexi Hall is a fabulous venue for that type of stuff. At 25,000 square feet, we can put a wide variety of booths in there, and they can really get a good picture of what's out there for them.
Okay, past this, we're within probably 5 weeks of Christmas.
We are.
But I know ahead of that is going to be the opportunity. You guys now host the big Christmas party. Just explain what that entails, Paul.
Randy, we do. We do a citywide Christmas party. I think it's December the 9th this year. It's a Saturday night. It's a corporate Christmas party for companies to come down, bring their staff members, and celebrate the season down here at the Gallagher Center. We bring in we've got another new comedian coming in this year, hilarious fella.
Great,
and then we got the tunes that'll come on after that show. It's a really good time. We'll draw between 500 and 700 people to the Flexi Hall, so we'll fill it up so it feels like a nice intimate gathering. It's a good opportunity for smaller companies to take their staff out and show them a good time. Yeah, it's a big event down here. It's one of the events that we do in-house here, and we're really proud of it. We put a lot of work, time, and effort into it.
And it's paying off with that many people showing up. So you got a business of 10, 12, 14, and you go, we could host a little thing. But, hey, if you want to do something bigger, this is that opportunity,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good night to come out. There's other businesses in town that you can continue to network
yeah.
in. You
yeah.
can, you know, you can buy a table at a time, so you are sitting with just your group of people from your company. So yeah, it's a good opportunity. It's a great program. We really enjoy putting it on.
How best can businesses or people or whatever who want to get into this make contact and get more information?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to give us a phone call, talk to our events team. It's 786-1740, gets you into the Gallagher Center kiosk, right. And they can hook you up with our events team and explain to you the opportunity there and hook you up with tickets and get you all ready to go.
Just had Harvest Showdown, another outstanding success, utilizing a lot of the buildings in here. What do we got coming up next through the Christmas party? Any other things that we should let the people know about?
Yeah, we've got lots of private Christmas parties, lots of private bookings up in the convention, in the National Bank Convention Place.
Right.
Like to get them going. Like I said, the Flexi Hall, we've got the citywide Christmas party in there. We're starting to get ready for the winter season here too, so our parks department's out getting outdoor rinks ready to go.
Right.
I've heard that the cross country ski club's got the trails ready to go out at Deer Park. So they've got ski opportunities coming. So we are getting ready for that.
I just want to say, I think I saw the news release out of the city. 4 outdoor rinks. All of them on drives. I can't remember them all, but there's McBurney Drive. There's Sunset Drive. There's 2 others on the drives. We'll give that to you later.
But Knights of Columbus Park has got
exactly,
a nice rink
Knights
in there.
Knights of Columbus. Now, they'll turn the lights on, I think, dusk right till 10 p.m.
That's right. And
right.
Once the ice is ready to go, those lights will start coming out. You'll see the
right.
nets. The nets will get pulled out onto
okay.
the ice surface
yep.
and ready, and that should be, as long as our winters keeps up here nice and cool, that should be any day now.
And that's the beauty of the cross country and all the ski things, too. A lot of people said, oh, snow came too soon. Not for them.
Right.
It can't come soon
yeah.
enough, right?
Get outside and play.
Yeah, and so that's great. They can take advantage of those situations, yeah. the tobogganing hill, still out at Deer Park and Rodney Ridge?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that they have both. What else?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you don't like to go outside and enjoy the snow, you can
right.
always come here. Our water park's open. We've got
yeah.
leisure swim 7 days a week. We've actually got a lesson registration coming up here on December the 5th. Is a Tuesday, and so you can register your kids to start taking swim lessons again from January to the end of March.
Well, I swim a lot, and I see a lot of kids in there. It's great to see. I think kids, for not then fearing water, there's just so many good things to take
yeah.
lessons so kids know how to swim.
Yeah, and it's a great life skill for them, Randy.
Yeah.
It's great so you can get out to the lakes in the area here in the summertime, and you don't have to be quite as worried about your kids getting into trouble
exactly.
in the lakes. They can go out there and enjoy them, and you can be a little more confident that they've been through the lesson sets, and they know what they're doing, and they know how to swim for life and how to save themselves.
Swimming lessons at all levels.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we train them all. We start with preschool lessons, mom and tots lessons.
Yeah.
So you can bring your little ones in all the way up through the lifeguard training courses. We do some, all the high-end courses are offered here throughout the year. Generally, we'll run in 2 opportunities throughout the year. If you want to train to be a lifeguard, another career choice for some
absolutely.
Of these kids that's
hey,
out there.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll run through it. We'll just finish up kind of the fall training sessions for
right.
lifeguards here, and then we'll start again in the new year, starting with bronze medallions and bronze crosses all the way up to National Lifeguard certificates. And so they can come down to the Gallagher Center, apply for a job, and get a job. We always look at that as being a great resume builder for a young kid.
It
that
is.
If you're 16 years old and you can show on your resume that you've taken the time and the dedication to go through to train to be a life-saving, a lifeguard, and you've got your bronze cross, your bronze medallions, you've got your national lifeguarding, you've got an aquatic emergency care that goes with that. It really
right.
shows that you're together as a kid, that you're driven, and it's some good work experience down here too. It's a responsible job.
Just want to kudos to those that are in there now, and I know a lot of them from swimming as much as I do, and they're a great bunch that you've got in there, and a great part-time job if they're going to school. All of that, as
yep.
you say, it just means so much. Walking track, too, people can always take advantage of that, and
yep.
lots of people do.
The walking track's open and ready to go. Days like this, it can be... It's closed on a day like this. You wouldn't get far. You're welcome to come walk through the booths. But, no, we try and get that walking track open as much as we can. It'll be open here again over the weekend.
Yes.
Open for the winter. It'll be busy. It always is.
Thanks for this, Paul. Anything else you want to add, or have we covered it?
Well, I guess we'll do, if they want walking track, if walking track isn't your thing, we've got lots of drop-in opportunities here too. We've got drop-in tennis, drop-in soccer opportunities at the Next Era Flexi Hall
right
here, and then the glorious Hayden Community Center across town, over in the Wine Master area, has got lots of drop-in opportunities too. They've got pickleball and squash, racquetball, drop-in basketball opportunities, badminton opportunities. So it's great to check out the Gloria Hayden Community Center if you haven't been there. There's lots of opportunities to get out there and get involved and get active this winter.
General Manager of the Gallagher Center, we thank you for your participation in making this show possible to us, one of the advertisers. Thanks so much, Paul. Always lots going on. Give them the number again if people want information on what's going on.
You can call the Gallagher Center kiosk. It's 306-786-1740. 1740 at the Gallagher Center.
1740.
Keys.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate
Paul
it.
Keys joining us. We'll take a break and come back with who's next? Keenan Sperling. We're saving the best for last today, Jordan Reps. We'll take a break. A break and be back in just a moment. This is the Mahler Show on everything you wanted to know on the Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back to the Gallagher Center as we're in the second half hour of our show here, All You Ever Wanted to Know. It's the Yorkton Rotec Mahler Day today. Keenan Sperling is joining us, another veteran. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Now, that hair, I mean, it's right out of some kind of men's magazine. It's styled over. You don't even have product in it, and still it's looking great. Now, did you have this since you were 6 or 7 years old? Come on, buddy. I mean, who has hair like this?
No, actually, when I was in elementary school, I would just wake up and go to school.
It just fell into place.
And it was just everywhere.
Okay. Well, it's not anymore. I've always bugged you about that, but you're looking great. Hey, let's go back. First of all, parents are?
Annette and Gerald Sperling.
And you're from around?
I'm from a farm around Theodore.
So they're farmer.
Yeah.
Right? How big is this farm?
Just under 4,000 acres, so pretty big.
It's pretty big, just like your St. Brew boy there, Stevenson. He's talking about the same size. What do you farm? Is it mixed? Do you have cattle and grain?
We have about 75 beef cows, and we used to have a dairy, but we sold that. And then we're just all grain now.
All grain now. You're out there every summer?
Yeah, well, I live out there, so I'm helping out whenever I can. After school, doing what I need to do, and the days that we have off and after hockey season during seeding and harvest time, I'll take a couple days off and help out.
How's that farm truck running? Wasn't so good when we got back from the road trip, was it?
Yeah, that's the way it goes, I guess, sometimes.
Did you get a new battery in there?
Yeah, I got a couple new batteries. It actually wasn't the battery. It was a battery post, and it corroded off and broke, so I was only trying to start on one battery.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you figured this out, and so it's running like a top now.
As good as can be.
Attaboy. You have siblings?
Yeah, I have one little sister named Chase.
How old is she?
She's 4 or 15 now, turning 16.
So what would be her sport? Is she involved in athletics?
Yeah, she's in hockey, actually.
Okay, playing with who?
She's playing with the Saskatoon Stars.
Ooh, of course she is. I interviewed her. Right,
yeah.
Up in Saskatoon. This is her second year there?
Yeah, this is her second year with the Stars.
Good. Good for her. And she's enjoying it, I know. She's got, like, Curtis Lachishin, right?
Yeah.
Next NHLer is one of the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be that's good coaching.
Yeah, she's got some really good coaches out there, like her head coach, Greg Sabojan. They're great with the girls, and it's good.
Shows. They got a great team. No question about it, eh?
Yeah, they definitely do have a good team. They move the puck really well, and they have good chemistry. Maybe sometimes they move the puck a little bit too much, but, hey, when it comes down to the crunch time, you need to be able to move the puck.
You got to, indeed. When did you start skating? Let's start there.
I started skating when I was 4 years old in the Theodore Rink.
Okay.
So, and then after school, most days I just go over to the rink and shoot pucks and skate around for a bit, and then my parents would come pick me up and I'd go home.
It sounds like Stevenson, same brew, same sort of thing. Pretty much get the ice whenever you want it, or even McIntyre out in Ryan doing the same sort of thing. That's the beauty of the small town, isn't it? Where you know, sometimes in Yorkton, you guys have got to go practice somewhere else. Can't get on ice time, and little guys are affected by that, where you guys had that opportunity to just skate and play with the puck and refine your skill.
Yeah, you can definitely tell the guys that are from small towns, because their shots are like, it's just so much more natural, and everything's so much more natural about it. And you can tell you have the experience of being on the ice a lot more.
So in Theodore you began to play organized hockey, is that where it started?
Yeah, that's where I played my first 4 years of hockey.
At what level is that then,
Keenan? 2 years IP and then 2 years in novice. And then when I went into first year Adam, we tried to ice a team there, but we didn't have enough guys, so I had to come to Yorkton. So.
And had some pretty good success in hockey here?
Yeah, we've had some pretty good success. I was a provincial champion 4 years in a row. Won the league a bunch of times. Pretty much every year I've been
here. That's pretty good success.
Yeah.
Actually, all you guys, when you talk to, if you're from around here, you went through that cycle of kids growing up and the success you had. What does that do for you at this level now? It gets tougher and tougher to win the older you get. But you guys have been through championships, so it's that mental attitude of knowing what it takes.
Well, I think the biggest part is you know how to win, and it's kind of ingrained in you, and you know how to do it. And it's a second nature almost. And you don't like losing. Once you get kind of used to losing, it just doesn't matter. But once you want to win, you got to win.
What year is this for you as a Mauler?
This is my third year with the club.
Okay, so you started at 15, came through the Bantam AA program, right? Stepped in as a 15-year-old, Graham Garrett coaching at that time?
Yes.
So he's the guy that moved you in?
Yep.
And you became a full-time player at 15?
Yes, sir.
Little bit of D, little bit of forward. You seem to be getting a little bit all over the place. Is that how it started, too? Were you a defenseman when you came to Midget, or were you a forward?
It's kind of been like this my whole way up. Like, in novice and stuff, I'd play forward and defense. And in Adam, I played forward and defense. And it's just been the same all the way up. And I think that's helped me with my skill set now, because that's part of the reason I made the team as a 15-year-old, is because I was able to play both positions and be put in different roles that I could succeed in.
Get on that power play, right side, on the point, left shot, the rifle, huh?
I guess,
Well, come on, they're setting you up. I mean, you're firing that thing from back there, right? Big smile, you got to like that.
Yeah, that's...
The Rollick draws it up that way?
Yeah, I think most of the time he does.
You got a great shot from there. Tell me about this year. You've been in a room 2 years ago. We talk about the locker room, and you got to have good rooms to be successful. Last year, talk to me about this year. I mean, you're one of the veterans to help along the young guys, and you got a lot of young guys in there. So tell me about the room you've got this year.
I think the room this year is the best it's been on the last my 3 years I've been playing. So it's good. All the guys seem to be getting along really well, and there hasn't been any arguments or anything that out of the norm, so it's been good.
Talk to me about playing in tomorrow's game for cancer. Paint the rink pink with everybody showing up, and everybody's been touched by it. Doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, somebody you know or a family member touched by cancer, so it's really nice doing this.
Yeah, it's a cool experience to be playing in a game like this and give back to the people that need it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good luck, buddy. You've been really stoking up some assists here, getting some goals, point of game. Now, I know he's not a big statistic guy, but somebody's got to get those things, and it's adding up to wins, right? And that's the most important thing. This is a big weekend against Swift Current.
Yeah, this weekend's a big weekend. Again, we've got 7 out of the last 8 points, and hopefully get 4 more this weekend, and that's all you can ask for.
One
game at a time.
Keenan Sperling out of Theodore with the Yorkton Rontec Maulers. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, the Spur. And look, takes the headset off, didn't do anything to the hair. Still looking great. We'll take a break. Jordan Repsch is up next. All you ever wanted to know, the Rontec Mahler Show on the Rock 98.5.
It's time to consider a unique Bible school experience. It's time to experience Cape and Ray Harbor Bible Center on BC's West Coast. At Cape and Ray Harbor, you can enjoy practical biblical teaching, leadership training in international missions, and community outreach with a wonderful international student body while you're residing in a spectacular island setting. Through Cape and Ray, you'll have the opportunity to get to know Christ and the power of his indwelling resurrection life, not only in your head, but in your heart and life. Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School has been training students since 1979 by proclaiming Jesus Christ as life. Learn more about this training experience at capeandray.ca.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center, the Yorkton Rotech Mahler Show, brought to you by the Gallagher Center and RH Electric. We'll get to them in a moment. Here he is right now in front of me, Jordan Repsch. Man, you're going good. Is this a confidence thing or just your game falling into place? I mean, you're scoring, and like Kevin said, that's not really what we're looking a lot for. He loves when everybody contributes, but he wants that penalty killing, wants you to be tough to play against. Tell me about why all of a sudden everything's going in, and he said, what was it? Bar down last night on a beauty goal. What's going on, buddy?
Honestly, Randy, I'm just putting myself in all the right places and working hard.
That simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, who are you playing with right now?
I'm playing with Keenan Sperling and Bo Stevenson.
Yeah, see, and those two guys, we had your line mates on earlier, and things are clicking, which is nice with that line. And then you've got Berezowski playing with Korzak and Mac.
Yeah.
And then you've got Aiden playing with, all of a sudden, you guys have got some three pretty good lines that could put the puck in the net.
Oh, for sure. Everyone's
makes it tough to play against, doesn't it?
Everyone's creating offense right now.
Okay, we're talking Repsch Agri Parts and Sales in Melville. Your parents are?
Brent and Michelle Repsch.
Yeah, you bet. Your mom's working there a little bit now, too, eh?
Yeah, on and off.
On and off, eh? Helping out a little. That's in Melville, and we thank them for their support in bringing the hockey broadcast. So for you, you grew up in Yorkton because your parents live in Yorkton.
Yep.
Right? So when, first of all, I guess, did you get on skates?
Probably when I was 4 or 5 years old. I played in Ryan, actually, my first year of hockey ever with Zach McIntyre.
He mentioned that you guys were teammates as little guys, right?
Yep.
So, and that started there, and then organized hockey began?
Probably novice or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be in Yorkton.
Yeah, in Yorkton, ever
in
Yorkton. Since.
You have a sister, too, don't you?
Yeah, Alexis.
Just one sister,
yep.
Or one sibling.
Yeah.
She's how old?
15.
And what would be her athletics, something she's involved in?
Volleyball.
She's the volleyball,
yeah,
hey?
Volleyball.
Now, is she with Sacred Heart?
No, nope, regional.
Okay, at the regional high school, because I know Sacred Heart's hosting a volleyball championship this weekend. So, as you begin to play and develop, I mean, you're 6'2 now.
6'3.
6'3. You just keep growing. This is unbelievable. I talked to you, I think, in your second year of Bantam. And you were like 5'6". I think I was taller than you.
Yep.
And then the growth spurt just took off, right, buddy?
Yeah, these last couple of years I've shot up quite a bit.
Now, how's that affected your game? I mean, you've got a bigger wingspan. You've got a bigger stride in your skate. So have you seen that as you've grown, it's also been able to enhance your game?
Yes, for sure. I think with size, I'm able to be a lot more physical, a lot more intimidating. I get to put myself in positions where I normally couldn't be, push my way in.
You know, there was we broadcast a game at Prince Albert. Bo Stevenson, down guy on top, you came in, assistant captain, part of your role, right? Defend your guy and popped him a couple times. He got kicked out that game. And the next game, we were up there with Carson Miller.
Yep.
On the Sunday after watching Raider. And then your game just took off after that. I don't know. Sometimes little things happen and it just kind of gets you going in a different way.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sometimes it doesn't, like a fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes a body check, right?
Sometimes you just need to find that spark.
And then get with guys that you can connect with. Now, Bo's a third-year guy.
Yep.
Right, with the team. Who else are you playing with?
Sperling.
Sperling's
also
a three-year guy. Yeah. You're in your second year with the Maulers, right? So, I mean, there's 7 years combined that you guys know each other well. Have you played with each other before?
I've actually played with Sperling quite a bit. Bo and I played together last year mostly, but Sperling and I have always played together throughout our years,
too. But you just get that comfort zone, right?
Yep.
That helps a lot. Killing penalties. You like that?
Love killing penalties.
Hey?
Yeah.
And what what's the strategy? Like, what is your role? You play high on the point, or are you looking point guy, or does it depend upon, I guess, what the structure is and how Kevin wants you to kill that?
Yeah, it's depending on the structure. Some teams vary. Sometimes you want to put pressure on teams. Sometimes you kind of want to back off and play a tighter box and just support.
Yep.
Watch a slot.
Nice goaltending, too, right? I mean, when you have a Schmoo who's here for his second full year, third of AAA, Dakota moving up from a championship in AA, they've been solid rock, too, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes in penalty killing, they got to be your best penalty killer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about last night. You got a goal, but it was nice to get back home, I'm sure, to play on
home
ice.
It's almost been a month since we played at home last, yeah.
And that was the Moose Jaw Generals. Walk me through that. 1-1 after the first, and I think then you and Zach scored like less than a minute apart.
Yeah, I scored one shift, and Zach came out and scored the next shift. So.
Tell me about your goal.
Just a nice pass from Sperling. I curled in the slot there, and then about top of the circles, took a snapshot.
Up under the crossbar.
Yeah.
Hey, a beauty.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like a Connor McDavid kind of goal, pal, huh? And then it kind of stayed that way, didn't it? They got one, and then I think you got an empty netter.
Yeah, for the most part, and then Korzak got the empty netter to make
it
four.
Which is a nice win against Moose Jaw. You need to beat these teams below you, for sure. But
for
now
sure.
You get a team tomorrow that's going to be above you in the standings. But holy mackerel, if you could sweep, all of a sudden you move ahead of them and the context. Now, I know that, again, result-oriented isn't really what you do. You guys really focus on process, don't you?
Yes, for right? sure.
It's the biggest thing. What we need to do, everything else will take care of itself.
For sure.
Tell me about tomorrow. I mean, everybody's got... somebody involved with cancer, or you know somebody who's had cancer, and I'm sure for you guys, pretty proud that you can put on the pink jerseys tomorrow and play for cancer.
Yeah, for sure. This is probably one of our biggest games of the year. Lots of people come out to this, and I think it's important.
It is indeed. Thanks for this, buddy. I appreciate it. And say hi to Mom and Dad. They follow you everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey? Can't shake
pretty
them.
Pretty much. You can't shake. And we were up in Prince Albert. I think there was 14 or 15 different sets of parents.
Oh, yeah.
This is midget hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to AAA, they're always there.
Yeah.
And if I'm not seeing Mike McIntyre stand beside your dad, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, in the stands. And I know you know where they are and everything. Thanks for this, buddy. Have a great weekend against Swift Current.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, Jordan Repsch guesting with us. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. All you ever wanted to know, the Yorkton Rutick Muller Show on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Hey, welcome back from the Gallagher Center. We've just got a few minutes left. RH Electric, one of our sponsors, company founded 1983, and this is family-oriented. You talk about a small business doing well. Right from Randy and Luann, of course, the parents, Jason, Brock, Colin, all part of this. Family value is a big thing, and this isn't this epitome. You know, you're a small business owner.
It is.
And what they've grown from one guy to more than 50 employees, Kevin, and really, it really makes things important about what they do. The boys wanted to be involved, so he said, apprentice under me, and you take a look at everything they do and all of the different things that they're involved in. This is giving back to the community. This is hiring people. These are people who know how to do it and do it the right way.
Well, they do, and you know what? Being in the IT industry with Rotech Consulting, we've been around RH, and you see their commitment to safety, their commitment to professionalism,
yes.
And it's absolutely unbelievable. It seems like everywhere you go, you're seeing an RH truck nowadays.
Yep.
They've expanded. I know they've got offices in White City there. They've got the trailer in Melville. They're pretty much wherever you go around the province here. And they are. They're involved with minor hockey. They're with the Terriers. They do that outdoor show. They're with the Dream Builders, the York Lake Golf Course. You know what? Every time I turn around, my mom's involved with Habitat Humanity. I know they donated all the labor.
Yes.
Things
for
like that.
Every build.
Seven of
builds
those.
Now, and they've been involved in that from the beginning, donating all their time.
You know, the Health Foundation, I know they've been involved with all the trades around here. York's an exhibition. That Guardian Angel Pet Rescue, Dollars for Scholars. There's just a bunch of places I've seen them around the community. They're absolutely fantastic group of guys, and you can understand why they're around. And it's the same thing, you know what, come full circle on you, Randy. It's the same thing that we're trying to institute with these young guys.
Isn't
you know
it?
What
yep.
I mean?
Yep.
There's a good chance that a Jordan Repsch may end up working for an RH Electric.
Exactly.
Or a Bo Stevenson.
Yep.
And you know what?
Yep.
We want to make sure that these guys, when they go out in the world, they're working for the right people, and they're bringing that right attitude in there. And you know what? RH Electric is a good mentor and a good leader for our young guys to take a look at.
Certainly
they do an awesome job over there.
Residential, commercial, agriculture, industrial, data, audio, visual, they're involved in all this. And one of the things is their commitment to safety. They win awards for this. Yeah, it looks great, but it is a commitment to safety for all their staff. Everything that they do, and they do quality work. RH Electric, right across from Deer Park Golf Course. Check it out. The Raikus, outstanding family and big hearts, no question about it. Wrap it up in the last couple of minutes. Big game tomorrow. Of course, paint the rink pink. And we encourage everybody to wear pink.
Yep.
Come out. This is cancer. It touches everybody.
It does. We've had players that are affected before, you know, with family members and things like that, and it is. It's a huge night. It's a good night for everybody to give back. It's a good night for our boys to see the involvement in the community. They've been involved with the community. I highly encourage everybody to come out. They're putting 1,000 hours of volunteer hours into the community this year. I'm asking people to come out and support them tomorrow night. It's a big event. Makes them feel good. I think we've raised over $10,000 in years past, so it's not a small amount of chump change. We're giving back to the fight against cancer.
And the admission is by donation.
Absolutely free.
So, you know, come in, you make your donation to it. Of course, the jersey auction later on that people can be involved in as well. Zach McIntyre touched on the fact, I think, he's lost a family member.
100%.
Because of cancer, that it's touched everybody. And they are thrilled to play in this. And I know Swift Current is, too.
Yeah, they're excited. You know what? I've talked to Darren out there, their head coach. He runs a real good organization. That's a quick turnaround. That team is now competing real well. And, you know, I've got an opportunity to meet him here in my role the past year. And he does things the right way out there in Swift. He's got those kids playing with a lot of character and a lot of heart. And they were really excited to be involved in this event. I think what you're going to see is two hardworking teams that play hockey the right way. And they're both physical. So they're not going to back down from one another tomorrow night.
You like where you're at right now, where the team's at?
Yeah, I really do. I think the dressing room is in phenomenal shape right now. Our leadership is doing an excellent job. You know, the fact that, you know, we've won a few games here and stuff like that, and you know the way I think that's an end result of what I've been seeing here the past 3 months with these kids. The work ethic that they come to every day, the involvement that they're doing, they serve food there the other night.
Exactly.
And just stopping there, it almost brings a tear to your eyes just seeing their involvement. So
does indeed. Hey, thanks for this, Coach. We'll do this again the third Friday in December.
Yes.
Well, we'll always have the coaches show every Friday. Always a pleasure. You and your guys, boy, what a great group. When I was on that 3 days trip with you guys, and just to see these kids, the respect they have of others, and just seeing how they get along, and that's going to pay dividends down the stretch. Good luck tomorrow and Sunday against the Swift Current Legionnaires.
Well, thanks, Randy. And you know what? It's worth mentioning. I know we're running late here, but you know what? The opportunity that you give my boys, our boys, here in the community, and the respect and the involvement that you give them in the training. You know, you look at Caden Korzak, he's out there, he's doing radio interviews.
Yeah, you bet.
And we were just talking about how comfortable these kids are getting to be around that, and I appreciate everything that you do for our organization. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin Rolick. We want to thank him. Jordan Repsch, Zach McIntyre, Keenan Sperling, and Bo Stevenson with us. Thank you to the group at RH Electric, one of the sponsors, and Paul Keyes, who was on with the Gallagher Center. All you ever wanted to know, the Yorkton Rottec Mahler Show, only on the Rock 98.5.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you or your organization would like to appear on the program, call Jordan at 306-786-7625. All You Ever Wanted to Know, only on the Rock 98.5.